So let's say the pasuk says. So remember, Parsha Shemini opens up on the eighth day of the consecration, the eighth day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, the day in which effectively the baton is handed from Moshe Rabbeinu to Aaron. Aaron becomes the Kohen Gadol, and again, the Kuhuna is initiated, Avodah is initiated, an incredibly important day. So the pasuk says, this is in Perek Tes, pasuk Vav. Ze hadavar asher tziva Hashem tasu v'yera alechem kivod Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, goes into the Mishkan with Aaron that last time, goes into the Mishkan and shows Aaron what to do. And again, the simple type, the simple meaning of the pasuk is that do this thing, ze hadavar asher tziva Hashem tasu, do this thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded you, v'yera alechem kivod Hashem, and literally the honor or the presence of God will appear to you. So there's an incredible maisa that's told about the great Hasidic master Reb Zushav Anipoli. So the story is told that when the great Reb Zushav, when he would travel sometimes, and he would get to a fork in the road, Parshas Drachim, he would get to the fork in the road and he would not know which path to go on. So what would happen? How would he choose which path? He would literally, again, let's listen to this. He would look to see which path ultimately had the letters Yud-K, Vav-K suspended in it, and that would be the path that he would take. So meaning he would look to see, it's a spiritual GPS. He would literally look to see, which path can I see the Ribono Shel Olam in, and that's the path ultimately, again, that I'm going to take. So the Magid of Kozhnitz, commented on this, and he says something so beautiful. I want to read this to you. He says, "Va'af b'chol adam kach." It's not just the great Reb Zusha Rabosai who lived life like this, but every person has to live life like this. Kasher misorer belibo ratzon la'asos pula kolshi. When a person has his orus to do something, right? The person has an awakening to do something. Va'safek menaker belibo hazohi mitzvah olavik. You know, Rabosai, sometimes in life I want to do something, but I'm not sure about the quality of this endeavor, right? I'm not sure, is this something that I should do or not? So what happens? Yisponing v'yivdok im kivot Hashem, kein shem havayo, asher b'chazayon shel Rebbe Reb Zusha, merachif al ma'aseyu olo. People say, sometimes, if I want to figure out in life, should I do something or not? But I'm just not sure if I should. I'm just not sure. So I'll say, what's the litmus test? So the Magid of Kozhnitz, says, we should try to apply the same standard as the great Rebbe Reb Zusha. If I want to go down this path, do I see the Ribono Shel Olam in this path or not? Do I see Yud Hey and Vav Hey suspended before my eyes in this path or not? So the Rebbe says, "Im totzas hamaisa yirgemu laharbos kavod shemaim ochaser chasshom lahefech." If I see the Ribono Shel Olam in this path, if I see the Ribono Shel Olam in this endeavor, if I see that if I go down this path somehow it brings me just a bit closer to Him, then go for it. But if I don't see the Yud Kei Vav Kei suspended before me in this path in life, then says the Kozhnitz Magid, says Reb Zushav Anipoli, then better not to do it. Reb Zushav, it's an incredible yisod, and it sounds so esoteric, but it's not. There's a simple question a Jew asks himself before engaging in any endeavor in life. Is this a path? Is this an initiative? Is this an endeavor that brings me closer to the Yud Kei Vav Kei? Do I see the Ribono Shel Olam b'chvodo ba'atzmo hovering over this path or not? If I see the Ribono Shel Olam there, if I see His name hovering there, then go for it. If I don't, then maybe it's better to choose something a little bit different. And this, says the Kozhnitz Magid, is the taich, is the meaning in this pasuk. Vayera elechem kivod Hashem. Ultimately, again, if you see, look, he dashes the pasuk a little bit. Remember, the pasuk was Zadavar Shertziva Hashem Tasu Veira Alechem Kivod Hashem. So essentially, the Rebbe says is like this: how do you know in life? How do you know in life if Zehadavar Shertziva Hashem Tasu? How do you know in life if this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do? You know, so we're faced with these decisions every single day. How do I have an opportunity? How do I know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do it? Says the Kozhnitz Magid, one simple answer. Vayera Aleichem Kivod Hashem. Do you see the Ribono Shel Olam on this path? If you see the Yud Kei Vav Kei, if you see His name, if you see His presence on this path, then you could be assured, Zeh HaDavar Asher Tziva Hashem Tasu. then you can be assured that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do it. If you can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the path, then maybe it's better to see synthesis. So we'll say we should be Zocha Mirtz Hashem. We should be Zocha. You know, every Varta, I always say we should be Zocha. Because it's nice to learn. It's beautiful to learn. But we'll say, you know, life is not about learning. Life is about taking our learning and somehow implementing it into the way we live. We should be Zocha Rabosai to have this type of vision. We should be Zocha like the Rebbe Reb Zusha, that when we stand at the crossroads of life, to see the path upon which HaKadosh Baruch Hu hovers, and we should find the strength to take that one. Shkoyach.